Drive, Charlie, Golf Charlie. You're up, Dick. Dave says he has nothing to pass and wishes you a very good, safe, and happy weekend in net. This is KC3EWI.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, KC3EWI. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're in Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Yesterday, reached a nice toasty 106 on the backyard weather station. Today should be something fairly close. So we're happy to have our air conditioners working well today. So we'll be pretty much hunkered down inside all day today. Hurricane Laura went to the east of us. And basically, we had a few clouds and a few showers out of it, which were more than welcome. The showers were, but no impacts. So really, from the storm through here. Although we certainly are keeping our thoughts and prayers with the folks down in Louisiana, where the damage was pretty severe in some places. So lucked out here in North Texas this time around. And we are on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November. TuneIn, that's the app you can put on your device, your phone, your tablet, and listen to us stream live via the Internet. We do that each and every week. If you're one of the Coast Guard Net members and have a ham radio call sign, want to log in, want us to log you in for Internet reception, please go to our website, w5cgc.org. There's a little link now we've established on the left-hand side, and we'll post your check-in at the bottom of the radio check-in. So if you can't make the radio today but want to let us know you're there, that'd be the way to do it. We had a pretty good little list of folks doing that last week and added them to the check-in list on the CWNet report. So CWNet on the sideband net report, yes, SSB net. So that's what it's doing there. So with all of that, let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard? This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Once again, any active duty Coast Guard or relays? Active duty Coast Guard. All right, hearing none, let's go with any regular Coast Guard net member who is mobile. Any relay? All right, I've got three stations on my list already. Alpha, Alpha 7, Alpha Zulu, Whiskey 8, Mike, Juliet, Mike, and NB70. Let's take some more check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Whiskey 0, Echo November, Echo.
And Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
W0, E&E, WB2, ELD, other Coast Guard veterans.
Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Golf Hotel Tango, any other Coast Guard veteran?
Whiskey 6, Romeo Delta.
The Whiskey 6 again? Romeo Mike Charlie, was another Whiskey 6?
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
K6D, I thought I heard another Whiskey 6.
November Oscar 4 Mike.
Okay, we'll add NO4MM. Any other Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary?
N3OUE.
N3OUE, thank you. Any others?
November 4, November Mike Foxtrot.
N4NMF. All right, we'll stop there and come back and get some more in a little bit. Let's try again. Conditions are very fluid today. A lot of QSB. I'm going to turn my antenna and face up to the Pacific Northwest and see if we can get Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu. Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Not nearly as hot as it was at your place. I understand you said that it got up to 106 or something like that. Yeah, that's pretty toasty. Pretty toasty. And we'll stay with what we're going to get. 89 seems pretty mild in comparison to some of the hotter temperatures that we've had. And let's see. I heard you talking about the hurricane, Laura. That very much reminds me of the hurricane that kind of wiped out one of my, as a matter of fact, it was the first Coast Guard CW operators reunion down there in Louisiana. Wiped that out a good number of years ago, and they canceled it altogether. And let's see, I've been working on FDA a little bit, and I'm doing my best to earn some certificates. Kevin's been at it, NB7O, he's been at it a while longer than I have, and I think he's got enough certificates now to pay for his wall. So, yeah, he was showing me that he'd already earned quite a few of them. And, let's see, final comment, I guess, is we'll do about that. A7ECG was coming in quite well this morning. Normally I can just barely hear him, but I heard him quite well this morning. So with that, after the net's over, I'm going to go outside and kind of clean up the yard a little bit. So back to you, Dick. W5CGC, AA7AZ.
All right, Mr. Jim, AA7AZ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, very good. About 98%, which is pretty good for a copy these days. A lot of QSB today, but you held right through it. So good news on that, and good luck on the yard cleanup. Hope it's not too bad up there. And sounds like the weather is a little more to liking to get outside and do something than it is around here today. Anyway, A7AZ W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll look for you next week, Mr. Jim, and you have a good week. Whiskey 8 Mike Juliet Mike next on the list.
W5CGC with Mike. Good morning, Dick. I heard you say it was going to be 100 degrees down there. I hope you're jealous. There's only 70 degrees here. Sun shining, no humidity. It's a beautiful day.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful day. I'm not sure exactly how far above 100 is supposed to go today. I don't think it's supposed to be quite as bad as yesterday, but we still do have a lot of humidity here from the storm. It pulled it all up from the Gulf, and the storm left and went to the east, but the humidity stayed behind. So the combination of the heat and the humidity has made it pretty miserable here. So we'll be hunkered down on the inside of the house most of the day, I'm sure. Over.
Oh yeah, when it gets that hot, there's nothing else you can do. I'm going to go outside today and mow the grass and take care of some yard work that I've been putting off. And you'll give me something to do today. It's a nice day. I'm really going to enjoy this day.
Roger, roger. Well, enjoy your good weather up there, and while you can, that's for sure. Get out there and do all that good stuff. We'll look for you next week. Big 7-3 Semper Paratus, thanks for hanging around.
Hey, Dick, 73 Semper Paratus. Have a good week, W8M.
All right, November Bravo 7 Oscar. Let's see if we can hear you.
What's this?
I'm only getting about every third word out of Kevin. Kevin, I'm having a rough time hearing you, over. All right, I will put you on the payroll. Thanks for making the stop by today. Good to talk to you, even if it was brief and a little tough copy. I noticed that Nick, even AL7DD, who is normally very strong here, was not as strong as normal today either. So propagation-wise, things not good up that direction. NB70, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, we'll look for you next week. Thanks a lot for checking in. Next on the big list here, Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo. He's over in Florida, so we'll turn the antenna back around that way. W0ENE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo. Well, good afternoon, Dick. Hope everything's fine at your QTH, and we are in the midst of a bright sunny day, about 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and the humidity is soaring up as it usually does this time of year. I've already finished all my yard work, or most of it. I do got some trimming to do yet, but it's now a little too hot to be outside because of the humidity. Anyway, I wonder if you've heard from WA4MZS, Eddie, recently. I need to call him. I haven't talked to him for a while. Lost a good buddy here a while back, back at the beginning of August. He's a retired CIA ham operator and gonna miss him a lot. We traveled to a lot of the ham fests and so forth together. Ex-Air Force fellow and retired from the agency. Anyway, we'll say 73, and thanks for letting us in. We'll catch up with you guys later. This is W0ENE, Yulee, Florida, Semper Par.
All right, John, very good. W0ENE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yep, he checked in a couple of weeks ago, said everything was going along well, sounded good. And he might even check in yet today, but it's been a couple of weeks ago, so it was good to hear from him. And so sorry about the loss of your friend, and we understand how that can impact various activities. So we'll say 73s and Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you next week. Have a good week.
73 to you, Dick, and
we'll
catch up with you next week. This is W0ENE. WB2ELD. WB2ELD. Hi, Dick. It's good to talk to you. We have got 2-3. Very, very humid out, overcast. I just came in from a walk just before I logged on here. It was drizzling the whole time, so I guess it looks like we're going to get more rain today. Thursday, we had quite a storm here. Thursday night, the power went out several times, and then eventually around midnight, it just totally went out. So I just went to bed. When I got up in the morning, it was back again. So hopefully we won't have a repeat of that. Yeah, I was quite a storm here down there, and I'm glad you made it through okay. Boy, I'll tell you what, I think he's at 106. That is excessive, to say the least. Back to you.
Yeah, it'll get your attention, I'll tell you. You step outside, it'll slap you right in the face, big time. Art, Roger, on your situation, I hadn't heard about the power outages in your area. That's interesting. That those storms came through there and did that to you on, I guess you said Thursday. So I'm glad to hear all is back to normal now, and hope it wasn't too bad as far as the length of time. Right now we're at 92 degrees, 92 out there. So Yeah, she's gonna be breaking that 100 degree mark. Although I, like I said, I'm not sure how many above 100 we're supposed to be today. But this is not necessarily that normal for this part of the country. This late in the month of August. Usually by this time we're starting on our downward trend as far as high temperatures. Not to say that there haven't been a few 100 degrees plus days in this part of Texas this time of year. I don't think we might have set a record yesterday, but it wasn't by much if we did. So it's been that way before, but not all that common. So this was a bit of a surprise to see him go back up this high. 73 Semper Paratus to you, and always good to talk to you there in New Jersey. Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll go now a little bit further north. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Hope the Panzilla better than last week. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango, up in the outer round deck. Hey, we've got over 60 and running off and on all day today. Started up some better turn tonight. And a drive back this morning.
Boy, you faded there. I think you said, what did you have off and on? Do you have some weather up through there? Over?
Yeah, probably did. We've had rain. Yeah.
Okie doke. Very good. Very good there, Harry. Yeah, the signals today are a lot of QSB on everybody. It just depends on how deep it goes, and it did take you right to the floor there once or twice. But hey, we've got the majority of what you had to say. I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us again today up in the Adirondacks, and we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and I hope the rest of the weekend's a good one. Over. All right, sir. Take care. Semper Paratus to you. Turning the antenna around to the West Coast. We'll find out how things are going out there. Got two or three out there before we come back to the east. So let's try Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, W6RMC.
W6RMC. Good morning, Dick. I'm actually hearing you today. Last week, well, as we know, it was awful. Right now it's overcast at 56 degrees. It's going to be about 80 later today. The heat spell warm went away a week or so ago to be replaced by smoke, but it's not too bad today. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Tim. How are the fires doing? Are they starting to die down a little bit? Are they still pretty bad? Over.
It's been a long haul. The fire closest to us is still, I think, only about 30% contained. Part of that is because it's in dense forest, redwood and mixed conifer forest, and it's nearly vertical terrain, very difficult to fight. Over.
Oh, brother. Well, I hope the weather breaks and get a little moisture in the area to help put those fires out. By the way, we got a bulletin. I subscribe to the Marine Radio Group's bulletin out there. And apparently, they're still not allowed at the KPH. They're still not able to go out there and operate from the station out there, but apparently they got special authorization from the FCC to operate some from somewhere else, but they didn't say where the somewhere else was, other than setting up an amateur radio transmitter somewhere. I don't know what they're going to do. So they said they would send out a bulletin once they got all their testing done. So I don't know. Maybe there's still some transmitters down in Half Moon Bay that they can fire up. I don't know. We'll see. But sure have missed the KPH and KFS weekly CW broadcasts. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I don't know about that, but you probably are right. Maybe they are remote keying through KFS. I know that fires out there along the seashore that have taken out some of the infrastructure connections between the transmitter sites and the receiver sites had to be rebuilt, but I don't know what the status of that is.
Yeah, they didn't mention that. They just, the COVID shutdown, the park services won't let them into the buildings to operate. I don't know. I kind of got the impression that they might have been able to go, you know, check things out and make sure, you know, for everything was all right otherwise. Although their software-defined radios are off the air. You know, they have some receivers that they put on the internet that allows people to listen out there on their antennas, and those have been off the air for quite a while. They said they lost their internet connection, so I don't know. That might have been related to the fire thing, but hopefully their main buildings and everything is all right. We'll keep our fingers crossed. They didn't say anything about the fire. So we'll look forward to the next bulletin from the Marine Radio Organization and the Coast Station out there at Point Reyes and Bolinas. All right, Mr. Tim. I know. Well, it sounds like it. I feel for you with all that smoke. It's got to be tough. So you have a good week out there, the best you can, and 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Over.
Talk to you next week, W6RMC, 73s, and Semper Paratus.
All right, sir, 73s to you. Got Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta next on the list.
Good morning to everybody in the net, and we are very fortunate in that we're way south in California, and therefore away from the massive fires. But every day at noontime, Monday to Friday, the governor comes on at 12 o'clock and gives a report of all the fire activity and the amount of containment, and it's really unbelievable how much damage has been from the fires like that, and houses and buildings burned up. Over the last week, it was up to 105, 106, and now we're coming down today to 95, so we're very glad for that. And my son and his wife and two kids went out to the ocean, and they said the wind was so fierce out there that it was like blowing sand, so there wasn't much fun. So they visited a friend of theirs with a camper along the coast, so it was kind of nice. In the meantime, we dog sat for a cute little brown puppy that they have, and he makes himself right at home in this place. And we are doing pretty good. I had a spot of cancer on my ear, and the doctor cut it out, and so now it's just stitches in the right ear. But it's doing pretty good. I just thank the Lord for doctors that can see stuff like that and not have it go any further. So anyway, the heel spur is gone, and that's really great news. Good Lord's taking care of Carol and me, and her bones in her right arm and her shoulder have knit together again, and when we looked at the x-rays a couple of weeks ago, it was an amazing sight to see that the body regrows those bones. So anyway, the Lord made a good machine, and once in a while we go and break it. So take care, Dick, and wish all of you the best. And this is KA6D in Etowah, California, back to W5CGC.
All right, sir. Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to hear you. Glad you got a good report today, and I'm glad things are kind of cooling off. And getting out there on the beach and getting sandblasted is never any fun. So that's unfortunate that had to happen. We'll see you next week. 7-3 Semper Paratus, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Next on the list, back up north, Springfield, Massachusetts. Got to turn the antenna for him. November Oscar 4, Mike. Here's W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. November Oscar 4, Mike. You there, Mr. Bob?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, just a little bit of a fade there, Dick. I hear you now. No problem. I know you were out there towards the west. I'm here, and everything's going as planned. We're cleaning out the house and
trying to get things squared away here so we can make our trip back to Florida. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you wait long enough, and it'll be about the right time of year to head back south. And, I'm sure it's probably pretty toasty down there right now, over.
Yeah, it is. Now that we've got everything taken care of here and everybody's kind of calmed down from all the stuff that happened, going through years and years and years of stuff that my mother-in-law and father-in-law had collected. And, oh my God, unbelievable amount of stuff that they have. And we've been trying to get rid of as much stuff as we can. And hopefully, within another few weeks, we'll have it all done, and we can take and decide what we're going to do here with the house and whatnot, and then head back down to Florida for good.
Yeah, I know. That's always tough, and my condolences for your loss. Yesterday, by the way, was Andy's 98th birthday. He would have been 98. He didn't quite get there, but all the birthday pictures, of course, popped up on Facebook, and we got to see all those and relive his 95th birthday party that we threw for him a few years ago. So I understand all that. We still have issues with his house as well, but my sister and brother both, everybody seems to have come down with some sort of a major problem health-wise, and so we've had to put everything on hold for a while. I'm hoping to be able to wrap those kind of things up sometime this fall. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that happens. Anyway, Bob, you take care up there and know what you're going through, and you have a good weekend. Trust the weather will be halfway decent for you. At least you can enjoy some of that while you're there. We'll look for you next week. Over.
Okay, Dick. Sounds good. You have a good week, and Semper Paratus to you. stay cool. I'll talk to you next week. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie from November Oscar 4, Mike.
Yeah, I know. When Nick does the This Week in Coast Guard History, I may look at the weather forecast and see what they're predicting the high temperature will be here. I'm almost afraid to look and see. Yeah, I didn't expect. I was shocked that yesterday when I thought they were actually telling us the wrong. I said, this can't be right. What's it, 106? I don't know where that came from, but it sure happened. Talk to you later. NO4MM, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, I don't know whether I'll hear him or not. I'll try. N3OUE, let's see if I can hear you out there.
Okay, right now I got you 5x5. At 11:30, or a half hour before the net, Texas was booming in here, and it just dropped right off, and it's been off ever since. But got you right now. So good afternoon there, Dick. This is N3OUE.
Nice big signal. My goodness gracious, surprised me. How are things out there on the coast? Over.
Well, it's 81 degrees, rainy, and we've got plenty of rain, plenty of moisture in the ground. only lost a couple of trees during the storm, and hopefully we'll lose any more this year. We got watching the storms coming up in the south there, and I hope we don't get any more
Yeah, that QSB, really bad there at the end. Yeah, we dodged that one. The Hurricane Laura went up through Louisiana into Arkansas, did not really impact this part of Texas at all. East Texas and southeast Texas around Beaumont, they were on the back side of the storms. They got some flooding and some high winds down there, but nothing as bad as it could have been if things had been just a little bit to the east. But, boy, they took it on the chin there in Lake Charles. Boy, some really bad stuff there. So our thoughts and prayers are out with all of them. Hope for recovery in the area. Anyway there, Mr. Mike, it is good to hear you. And when we hear you, and I'm glad things you escaped the major damage as well. Over.
Okay, I think you've lost me. You're almost out of there, but I'll keep talking. See, maybe you'll pop away.
I think we got 100% of that there this time, Mike. 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you next week. Next on the list, November 4, November Mike Foxtrot.
Hey, Whiskey 5, Charlie Gulf Charlie. It's November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. Good morning there, Dick. And glad to hear you dodged Hurricane Laura. Boy, that was a tough storm there. And I feel for the people that had damage and all that. Hopefully most people are safe and stuff. I watched a little bit of it. So, yeah, that's a tough one. We've got about 95 degrees here right now. I don't know how high it's going to get. About 62% humidity. I was out working in the yard, too, just before the nap, so I checked in a little bit late. Okay, go out there and finish up when I'm done here. But I wanted to jump in here. We're going to be gone next weekend. We're going to head up to St. Augustine, which we've never seen before. So we're looking forward to that. And going to go up there with meet a couple friends up there and stay with us for the Labor Day weekend. So it'll be a nice long weekend up there. And hopefully we'll have fun and plan to play some miniature golf. Going to be right out behind our where we're going to be staying, I guess. So that'll be fun. I want to go over to the St. Augustine Lighthouse, of course. So that's something I always do when I go somewhere, is find the lighthouse to climb. So that's one of my recreational activities I like to do other than ham radio and stuff. Did finally get the voice control unit put in this radio, and then the 710G that I picked up a couple months ago, I guess, sitting in the box. I wanted to try and put that in there. And I've still got my other radio. I've got to put the sideband filter and the crystal oscillator in as well. So I'll get to that project one of these days. We got our shed coming this week, hopefully, finally. So we can get our stuff out of the house and into the shed. So we'll be doing that probably the weekend after Wednesday. We'll be gone next weekend. But just keeping busy with different things, and of course at work. So still wearing masks and everything at work, and now it's got us wiping down our station with alcohol wipes every night. So, that's what's going on here, Dick. Busy, but thanks for running the net. This field jumped in here. Good to hear other people at first. A bunch of the other folks on here this evening. Even one up there in California. Okay,
N4 NMF. Boy, you took a just in time, Barry. You took a fade right there at the end, and just enough came right back and to sign, so got 100% of that. Thanks very much for the report. You have a good weekend out there. Sounds like you're a busy fella. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I just checked the online check-ins here. I've got Tommy from East Los Angeles, California, shortwave listeners checking in. He's done that a couple of weeks in a row now. George, W1LVL. Hi, George. How are you? Sorry, don't have you on the radio today, but we got you on the computer box. We've also got Pete, Kilo Mike 6, Uniform Juliet Golf out in Bakersfield, California. Hope all is well out there in the Big Valley. And Bruce, hello, Bruce, K7BAB. The Admiral says howdy doody from back in his Admiral's chair. And hello to Mr. McGee and the entire crew there. So hello to you. Also got Trevor, KB7DO in Richland, Washington. Good to have you listening on the Internet again this week. If you're listening on the Internet and you want to check in because you can't transmit for one reason or another, go to our website, w5charliegolfcharlie.org, and there's a little link on the left-hand side. Just fill the information out so I have it, so I can log you in. We'll list you as logins on our weekly net report. So go ahead and take a look at that. Right now, it's time for us to turn things over to Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. He wasn't as strong as he normally is last time I heard him. It's time for This Week in Coast Guard History. And also to try to get our Alaska and Hawaii members into the net. So we'll turn things over to Mr. Nick and see how we can hear. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, how copy?
Well, that's much better than what I heard you last time, so good news, over.
Well, you're running about S7 to S8 when you got the when you got your antenna this way, but when you're turned towards the east, you're a little lower than that.
Well, you're doing okay now. I got to ask you, are you on the 950?
Yeah, I'm on the 950.
That sounds really good this week. The audio is not quite as strong, but it's nice and clean. Over.
Yeah, well, I'm back off the mic, and I did that reset, and so now I got to go sit everything in there again. But right now, I'm just waiting to see if that's something else going to go.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm glad that worked. Sometimes they get those little glitches in the microprocessors and these are little mini computers in there, and they'll do all kinds of funny things. All right, we're going to stand by here, let you take things from here, give us this week in Coast Guard history, and try to get our friends and neighbors to the north and west. Over.
Okay, well, this day in Coast Guard history, August 29th, in 1916, the Secretary of the Treasury was authorized to procure three light craft river steamboats, including lifeboats and other necessary life-saving appliances and equipment for rescuing lives and property and distributing food and clothing to maroon people during the Mississippi and Ohio River floods. The vessels acquired were the 182-foot stern wheel propelled river steamer, the Coast Guard Cutter Kankakee, and the Okona. In 1916, also Congress authorized the Treasury Department to establish 10 Coast Guard air stations. But, as usual, they only appropriated $7,000 for an instructor and an assistant. Appropriation for their construction and aircraft was not made until 1924. That might be in there. On the ball there. In another 1916, the Naval Operations Appropriations Act provided for the first time the mobilization of the lighthouse service in time of war by authorization of the president. Whenever in his judgment a sufficient national emergency exists, he transfers to the service and the jurisdiction of the Navy Department or the War Department, such vessels, equipment, stations, and personnel of the Lighthouse Service as he may be in the interest of the country. And in 1980, the Coast Guard and the Royal Navy signed a personnel exchange agreement. The first exchange between the two services were helicopter pilots. The pilots were assigned to Royal Naval Air Station Cobros and Coast Guard Air Station to Miami. And in 2005, Hurricane Katrina made the second landfall in the U.S., this time near Empire, Louisiana. After first previously coming ashore along the coast of Southeast Florida on August 25th, the rescue and response effort was one of the largest in Coast Guard history, involving units from every district, saving 24,136 lives and conducting 9,409 evacuations. So that's what happened today in Coast Guard history.
Roger, roger. Oh, Hurricane Katrina. Who could forget that one? Wow. I'm sure the people in Lake Charles, Louisiana right now are don't remember. They probably already forgot Katrina. They got their own problems now. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. So I thought it was quite apropos. All right, we'll turn the clock there on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members only, please. This is AL7DD looking for AL7IQQ, AL7IWC, AL0PW0, or AL2 pop the mic. Oh my goodness, we're on. AL7IQQ, AL7DD. Okay, you're up and down there, Larry. We got John in Jennifer Broadity, over. Okie dokie, thanks for seeing me. Have a good weekend in Jennifer Broadity. KL7IWC, or KL7KL0, Quebec Zulu, Glenn or Larry, you up there? Well, let's not be getting into Juno town. How about KL2 Pop tonight? Well, pretty bad conditions. We got high solar wind hitting the nursery. It's causing a lot of problems for the communication. Well, we'll come back around and we'll see if we can pick up Carlton. I know you were in there a little earlier, so WX6KL7BD. Okay, Carlton, thanks for the report there that I-70 is open and the smoke from the fires is going down. I guess that's because you got a little bit of a rain to get that out of the air. And you sound good there this morning, Carlton, so hope things are going well for you, over. Okay, Carlton, well, thanks for checking in with us this morning. And Ricky says he doesn't hear anything over there in Colorado. He says you're non-existent. So, anyway, he sounded good. And like I said, the smoke from the fires is going down. So, we'll come back around here a little bit more toward Hawaii. And we'll look for Gus, NH7J, NH7J, NH7J. This is AL7 Delta Delta.
Yeah, let's say it once, Nick, you're loud and clear in Hawaii this morning, AL7DD and H7J, good morning, and to Dick, he was booming in as well, so conditions are unusually good here this morning, all well above the noise floor, in fact, you're well over S9 here, so nice weekend here, I know we're kind of back into a lockdown here for a while, we're still doing the essential thing. Got the airplane fixed yesterday. I had to put new exhaust packs in. Hope to fly today. And today we're going to have an interesting thing. Today and tomorrow, we've got all of these World War II aircraft here for the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And they'll be taking off from Wheeler Army Airfield, which is just about 5 miles from here, and flying around the eastern half of the island today. I guess from Wheeler south to Pearl Harbor, then across Honolulu, Waikiki, and then around the Woodward side and back to Wheeler. And then tomorrow, take off from Wheeler and then, I guess, head up around Kaena Point and around the leeward side. So we're going to try to catch all that today. Just flying this morning, get back on the ground so we can watch them take off. I did see a P-51 fly right over my head yesterday when we were down there. They did a very low high-speed run right down runway 11 there at Kalaeloa. So, when are you hearing me, Nick? AL7DD and Coast Guard Net, NH7J.
Okay, Gus, you're 20 over. You scared the heck out of me. When I turned it back to you, I was expecting to hear a weak signal because of the way the band has been this morning. And man, you scared the heck out of me in the headphones here. So, very good on getting the airplane fixed and getting ready to go flying. And, yeah, those warbirds, they just amaze me when they fly around here. Of course, we don't have anything like that. I haven't seen a P-51 in a long time, but they have some nice ones up there. In fact, Paul Allen, who passed away a couple of years ago, he's got airplanes and he's got tanks up there in Hemrick, and they always put on a show every once in a while. Of course, now with the virus, it's not been limited. So, anyway, good to hear you, Gus. Anything else there, over?
No, just a beautiful trade route weekend here. Nothing significant to report, sir.
Okay, well, good to hear from you. I'll turn you over to Dick, because I'm sure he's hearing you, too. So over to you there, Richard, W5CGC, 7DD.
Absolutely. NH7J, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to hear you out there, Gus. Sorry to hear they got you kind of locked back down, but at least with the airplane, you can kind of go out there on your own and social distance. At least that's what my son does. He gets in his plane by himself and doesn't have to worry about anybody, at least in the airplane. So I hope you have a good time out there and enjoy those warbirds. That museum that Nick is talking about, I actually, last time I was up there, in Everett, went through that thing, and man, it's they've got some pretty mighty fine looking warbirds, and they all work. They fly, every one of them. They're not just static museum pieces. So it's fun to see them. I didn't see them flying, but I did get up close and personal with them. So it's fun to do that. So you have fun out there with that, over?
Yeah, roger that. Very interesting. I think I stopped by there. I didn't see, but I don't think it was open, but I drove by there one time. So, that's not very interesting. I'm going to that kind of stuff. So, should be an interesting day today and tomorrow to see that that flyby. So, yeah, it's a good way for them to celebrate. We can all just kind of look up from where we are and see this, see the procession of aircraft. They brought them all out on some kind of a small aircraft carrier, like an old one or something, but a flat top. And brought them out here and lifted them onto the pier, and they've been flying around kind of getting ready, so it should be a beautiful day for it, and kind of looking forward to it. So you all sounded good. They're great to have some propagation from that, from America back out here to Polynesia, so good to hear you all. You sound great, and take good care. So I guess back to you, Dick, your net control. Thank you, Nick, for picking me up. W5CGC and 87J.
Okay, Gus. Well, I was kind of curious. You kind of answered a question I was going to ask about whether they flew those planes out there or whether or not or what they did. But bringing them out there on an old flat top, that's pretty interesting. Very interesting indeed. So I may have to look some more, look that up and figure out which old ship it was. I didn't know any of the old aircraft carrier museum ships were operational. So that's interesting. Over.
That they brought it out here, so maybe they did get something operational. It wasn't a big aircraft there, just a
All right, very good. Well, we'll look for that information more reports next week on how it all went. Have a good weekend. Big 73s and aloha semper paratus from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Aloha, take care.
Aloha, Gus.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net in progress, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello out there on the Internet. Don't forget to check in if you're not able to transmit via our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. We'll put you down at the bottom of the list below the folks that did it via the radio. And speaking of radio, let's get some more. Looking now for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
November Romeo 4, Delta Lima.
Kilowatt
Bravo 6 Fox Whiskey.
In our 4DL, KB6FW. Who else?
Kilo 9 Tango Uniform Tango.
Kilowatt 6 Romeo Echo Bravo. Who's ending in Tango?
Kilo 9 Tango Uniform Tango.
K9 Tango Uniform Tango. Very good. Other Coast Guard veterans. Okay, I think it's Golf Tango Alpha. Is that a roger?
Roger.
And one more call. Any other Coast Guard veterans? Okay, I might have heard another one out there, but may have to turn the antenna for that. So let's find out what's going on in Key West. I was all worried about our buddies aboard the Coast Guard cutter Ingham down there in Key West and that big old Hurricane Laura coming through. And I guess other than getting the salt washed off the top of the decks, that might have been about it. Little did I know that we would have to dodge that storm up here in North Texas. NR4DL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Yeah, hey, Dick, how you doing? Hurricane didn't give us any problems. But we did get a little wind, which was a little unusual, and the wind
took down our, what we call horizontal beam. It's a, you know, it's a long dipole in the shape of a V that's just been up, you know, as part of the original ship. So we're going to have to remount that. Are you copying me all right, over?
I am not as strong as normal, Bill, but conditions haven't been quite that good today anyway. But yes, 100%.
Okay, well, you were coming in great, and now you're faded down a little bit. I guess if you say the QSC is pretty bad today. But at any rate, weather's going fine and so forth down here. The town is pretty empty. I think our occupancy is about 20% for hotels. And it's, you know, kind of going to be that way because all the events are canceled, Fantasy Fest and powerboat races and all that sort of thing. So I guess it's going to be that way for a good while, which gives us a good opportunity to actually head for the yard and get some work done. And I'll take a break here and see how you're copying so far.
Still 100%, no problem.
Okay, well, we have something that motivated us to even more to try to get out of here and get up to the yard probably by October. And Saturday night we had a breach in the engine room, about a 4x6 foot hole, and we've got it under control about 2 o'clock in the morning when we were working. And it's but in the meantime we took on about, so I'd say probably about 6 feet in the engine room. Didn't cause any damage or anything because it's you know, it's way low. The bilges are way low. So we got her sealed up, and just an indication, canary in the coal mine, it's really time to get up there. So we're going to get up there anyway, and with the money we have, and see how much we can do. At least we know we can get the bottom all good and solid, and some of the other work is probably going to have to wait, but we'll see when we get there.
Well, my goodness, that had to be something else. I mean, that happened 2 o'clock in the morning, did you say?
It started about 10, and we got the patch on by probably 2 o'clock, underwater, dark, you know, and we had lights, and we had equipment and everything. We're ready for these types of things, and our pumps all function the way they were supposed to and so forth, but some of that plating down there in the engine room is getting old, and you get thrust blooms on it, and then the blooms blow out, and you got some water coming in, but you know, I guess we had about maybe 10 or 12 guys. We have regular divers that respond and so forth. Everybody kind of got out of bed and hustled down here and did what they could. But it's always interesting when they look over and say, who's that over there? Who's that 84-year-old guy over there slinging pumps around and doing something? So the youngsters, you know, I can keep up with them, over.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, good for you and good for the divers to be able to get down there and patch things up. Was that as a result of some of the wind banging the ship up against the dock?
No negative. It's just the aging process. You know, these plates now are 84, 85 years old, and they've been in spots. When we get in the yard, we'll do an audio gauging. So the Coast Guard's coming over on Monday morning. They will start organizing our trip and tow plan, and got calls out to the tugboats and talked to the yard and so forth. And it looks like they probably can take us somewhere early October, but it's going to take us a while to buckle the ship up anyway. As you know, we close September, so the timing is perfect. We're going to be closed anyway and whatnot, but we still got to keep raising some bucks, you know, and who knows, maybe people will hear about it and give us a hand, over.
Well, you've certainly made a good advertisement yourself on getting some funds, and if you didn't hear, Bill, they sprung a leak over this past week and had to have divers go down and patch the hull. 6 feet of water in the engine room before they got it stopped, and So they're going to do a little trip up to the yards sooner rather than later, sometime probably in about a month, and could use any, if you got an extra $100 laying around somewhere, now would be the time to send it, or $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000, whatever you got. You know, some of you fat cats out there, go ahead and send them a bunch. So, and if you, and if you're not a fat cat like me, or just fat, and all you got maybe in the price of a Big Mac, send that along too, because it all helps. So, there's my my big ad there for you, Bill. Over.
All right, yeah, bro, appreciate it. Just wanted to keep you advised as to what's going on, and we'll be back on the air next Saturday from here. And time to pack up the china and put away the silver and do all that sort of thing. And it takes a little bit of time to get ready for sea and set the special sea detail, you know.
Ain't that the truth? Very, very good. Well, keep us posted on how things are going, and certainly wish for the best there. And no more exciting challenges at 10 o'clock at night. Over.
Yeah, Roger. We don't have a lot of that problem down there, and when they, that's the second one, I'd say, in 4 years that we've had, so they're normally spaced, but we'll see how it goes. I think we're going to be fine. And it's just organizing all the parts and pieces and getting up there and the tow and so forth, and, you know. We have probably should advertise it, so anyone wants to ride along with us is $20,000, you know.
There you go. You could take a little cruise on a Coast Guard cutter, $20,000, and they might even serve you a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I think we do a little better than that. We're going to do some fishing on the way up. At any rate, let some others get on and say hi, and hi to everybody out there, and... And 7-3's and Semper Paratus, over.
All right, 7-3's Semper Paratus. We'll look for you next week in our 4DL Coast Guard Cutter Inga Museum ship, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's see here. Kilo Bravo 6 Fox Whiskey.
Yeah, KB6FW here, Newport Beach, Dick. Good to hear everybody. Fortunately, our 10 days to 2 weeks of super hot weather and high humidity have gone away, and we're back to kind of summer normal now. Just really delightful out here, mid-70s, and we're a little overcast still, but that'll burn off pretty soon. So anyway, it's nice to get rid of that humidity especially, and haven't had the air conditioning on for a day, 2 days now, so that's working out great. Anyway, good to hear everybody. I got another nap here at 10 o'clock, so I got to change frequencies. Good to hear you. KP6FW, Newport Beach.
Okay, glad your weather is turning towards the cool side. KB6FW on the coast, Newport Beach, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board. Thanks for being there. Kilowatt 6 Radio Echo Bravo.
Kilowatt 6 Romeo Echo Bravo. I was interrupted by the boss there, so do you copy? Over.
I do, quite well there. How are you doing? Over.
Well, good. Must be the weather. It finally started the foggy influence, and we're getting that morning mist, which is good for the fire areas, they said. So hopefully it also affected the radio waves here, because, boy, it was quiet on the band. When I first heard you, I was going, uh-oh, another blowout. But I copy you 5x5. Over.
Well, Roger, I see you're a lot stronger than you were last week, that's for sure, and I'm glad to hear things are getting a little better out there. I hope it stays that way. Over.
Copy that, yeah. So far, you know, everything's been quiet right here in our immediate area, and I think it had to do a little bit with the weather, because those lightning storms came through, and having been around that since I was a kid, I knew there were probably going to be spot fires, but it's right here on the Central Coast, it stayed quiet this time, and everything was in that other area up north. But they're getting it under control. The guys are doing a good job. Over.
All right, sir. Very good, Bob. Well, we're getting short on time here, so I'll say 7-3's Semper Paratus, beautiful area, Santa Maria, California. You have a good weekend out there and enjoy that. I guess you get a few of those comfy sea breezes too, over.
Oh, affirmative on that. Affirmative on that. That's what really changed things here. So hopefully the nasty stuff will stay away for a while. But, you know, this September is weird. It can be cold, rainy, or the weather can change it back into that warm again. But hopefully everything is good down here in Texas too. Storms aren't wreaking havoc on you guys. Katrina or the other one building a barn with my brother. It got a little nasty on it. Over.
Roger, roger. Absolutely. Well, you have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. K6REB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilo 9 Tango Uniform Tango.
Good afternoon, Dick. This is Glenn, Kilo 9, Tango, Uniform Tango, and I just wanted to stop in and say hello. Thank you for everything you do for the Coast Guard net. And if you don't have seen it before, you can check out our website, what we do to help the Coast Guard, and that is through our website, boatwatch.org, where we help Coast Guard Rescue Coordination Centers around the country and actually throughout the world look for lost and overdue vessels. So there's some pretty neat pictures on the website of Coast Guard cutters from the U.S. and other countries, and it's we're proud to help the Coast Guard.
All right, Glenn, very good. Good to have you back on board today. And, yes, thank you for all that, all you do there and assist the Coast Guard with those vessels and the work you do there. A lot going on. Good signal from down there in southwest Florida. Hope you have a good weekend.
Well, thank you, too. Have a good weekend, Dick. This is Kilo 9 Tango, Uniform Tango, standing by.
K9TUT, 73s to you. Golf Tango Alpha.
Yes, this is W1GTA. Good afternoon. Good morning. You're an hour difference. Anyway, hello to you, Bob, or and Bill. I should say, let's see here. QSC is kind of taking you up and down and around, and but that's the name of the game here, I guess. I think I'm tired to have a great rest net. You're going to be switching to 360.
Sounds like it, sir.
All right, Larry, Whiskey 1 Golf Tango Alpha, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, big 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and greetings to Bill from Larry, W1GTA, if you're still listening, and we'll look for you next week. Thanks for being there. And that will do it for us for now here on 14300. If you have not checked in yet and wish to do so, we're going to go to 14327, 14327. Be up there momentarily. AL7DD is probably already there taking check-ins now, so you can run up there and get on the list. I'll be there in just a couple of minutes. It's time to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network. Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH. Here is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. You went away for a while. I almost stepped on you and took over the net. Anyway, I won't keep it. You faded down from what you were earlier. 7-3, Dick. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, very good, Don. You're back up strong now, so good luck to you. Did you have a lot of business during the hurricane net? Did you have a lot of check-ins when you were running that net for Laura? Over.
There were a fair number until it hit, of course. When it hit, we didn't get next to nothing, but certainly we had a lot of people ready.
Roger. Well, I'm too close. I couldn't have helped do anything. I can't hear that part of the coast down there from here in North Texas. Big fades today, and you just took one. So 7-3s, we'll see you next week. VA6FH, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Bye-bye.
Hey, Hawaii was in here at 10, or sorry, at S9, 7-3, or flew with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is,
and Marine Mobile. So we got you on there, Bob. Stand by, and when Richard gets up here, I'll hand you over to him. So I got JG4 UGE on the list. Anybody else for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Hey, Tom, W4MKC, how you doing? Okay, I was going to ask you something. I don't know how well are you copying me. Okay, I saw your last name, M-O-E, and Mike Oscar Echo, and I served with an aviation electrician's mate. His name was John Moe. Is that any relation by any chance? Okay, I just wondered. Now, it was about 40 years ago when John and I were serving in aviation, so I just wondered when I saw your last name there. So, okay, Tom, Tom, we got you on the list, and we'll see if we got any more here, unless Richard's here. Any more for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net?
I are here.
Okay, Richard is here. Well, I got two... KJ4UGE, Bob, on the motor vessel LA, Marine Mobile, and Tom, W4MKC, so they just got two today, over.
All right, conditions are really tough, and the QSB is bad everywhere, no matter where I point the antenna, up and down, even Don, VA6FH, faded right out, and that doesn't happen very often, so... he was commenting on the same thing, and that he said Gus just about blew him out of the chair from over in Hawaii. He was so strong. So this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Dallas Fort Worth, on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Coast Guard Auxiliary, a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So I've got KJ4UGE. I didn't actually hear you, Bob. So let me try that. I've also got W4MKC on the list, but KJ4UGE, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, Dick. You're 5x9. I didn't get the call sign of the station that picked me up. I'm assuming it was AL7DD. He's about an S4, but you're 5x9 here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're on the Atlantic Intercoastal Waterway. Aboard the motor yacht LA. Looks like the temperatures are holding pretty high. Winds out of the southwest at 14 to 15 miles an hour. And we're just glad all the hurricanes are gone right now. I hope the season's going to end without any more. Our son was down in Port Fourchon, Louisiana, and on board his 300-foot ship. So he was tied up at the dock there at the big port in Louisiana. But he made out all right. I guess you got it in the teeth over there in Texas, didn't you? Over.
We managed to dodge the bullet in Texas. Pretty much the majority of the severe damage was in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and we did pretty good from what I can tell in North Texas. Well, I know North Texas didn't get involved, but even down around Beaumont, where they were right in the path of the storm, apparently wasn't too bad because one of the 630-meter guys I work with almost daily, he was back on the air basically the next day, so that was pretty good. So we did all right. Only thing we've got going on here is heat. We just had an excessive heat warning come across the ticker for high temperatures again today, near 106 degrees, and that's just the actual temperature. The humidity level will make that feel something north of 115. It's incredibly hot here for the next couple of days, which is a surprise for us for this time of year here in North Texas for August. Anyway, sounds like you're doing pretty good out there. Nice signal there, Bob. Over.
Yeah, Roger. It's about 88 degrees here. We're close to 87. And I'm glad you dodged the bullet there. I was looking at the QTH on the storm when she made landfall, and then I was using the Marine Traffic App AIS to look at the QTH lot land for my son's ship, and I guess the longitude was about the same. Latitude, he was about 3 degrees lower, and each degree is about 69 miles. So I think he dodged the bullet roughly about 150 to 180 miles. So everything's working well. He's got to head out in the Gulf first part of September, do some work with an ROV and one of the drill ships out there about 300 miles out. So he operates in about 7,000 to 10,000 feet of water. So I appreciate you picking me up. You're sounding good. I want to say 73 is Semper Paratus to everybody on the net. And we'll be clear with you on your final, Dick. This is KJ4UGE. Also, let me mention Ray, AB4SF, should be home. He was in the hospital last Sunday just for a couple extra days because it was so far, 100 miles from Richmond back to his place in Reedville, over.
Yeah, he checked in with me much earlier today. We had a nice long chat. He is back home and is motivating around. Apparently he's already progressed beyond the walker, and he uses a cane a little bit, but he's in fact couldn't even find that when he checked in earlier today. So he's making it pretty good, making a nice recovery, over.
Yeah, Roger, I saw an ad on TV. They say the average cane, you kind of bent over like hunchback, looking down, walking with it, and they got some new cane on the market that's, I don't know, maybe something like a shepherd's hook. It helps you hold. The grip is farther up, it's taller, and it helps you walk upright. So, we got our 5-year-old granddaughter, Claire, on board with us. So she's going to go back to school next week. And this COVID crap, 5-year K-5, she's going to be going half a day, one day a week. Jeez, I got a funny feeling all this crap's going away after the election, over.
Everything will be just fine on August the 4th. There's no doubt about it. All right, sir. We've got the same issue with kids going to school here. My grandson is doing distant learning until the 10th of September. He's on the computer 5 days a week, and I forget how many hours a day. But they are getting instruction, but they're not back in the physical schoolhouse yet. So September the 10th. And, of course, every school district in Texas, and there's 300 and something of them, maybe even more than that, they're all different about what they're doing. So they're all independent. That's why they call them the independent school district. So you could live across the street, and the kid could be going to school in the physical building, and then the kid across the street from you is not able to if you live on the line. So that's the way it works out. Talk to you next week. Semper Paratus. Enjoy the granddaughter and enjoy the weather. KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care.
Roger, QRT.
Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie.
W5 CCC, W4MKC. Good morning, Dick. And didn't think I was going to make it, but I was out of town and got here at about quarter to 12 my time. And turned the radio on and tried to check in, but conditions were terrible. And then Nick picked me up. Weird how propagation works, Roger.
Oh, it's been terrible today. You're not that strong. I was a little concerned I might not be able to hear you because when you were talking to Nick, I had the antenna pointed out that way, and I didn't hear you at all. So glad I'm able to hear you now. Not terribly strong, but you're there. So what's going on? I guess Did you feel any ill effects from the big hurricane storm that made its way through there? Over.
Yeah, Roger. We felt it last night. We had lots of rain, and today we're having the light rain and breezy here, but not too bad. So far, I think we came out unscathed.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad it didn't kick up a fuss there. Sometimes they do. I can remember a few of them going through there, you know, doing lots of tree damage and causing power to be out for a long time. So I'm glad that didn't happen. Over.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, we live in the trees here. We live right in the woods. There's trees 2 feet away from our house. So it's pretty scary when it blows. So, yeah, I was real happy with it went the other way.
Boy, you faded out there after I heard you say the trees were about 2 feet from your house. You took a deep fade and it went away, and then they came back. So I missed a little bit of it there. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, no big deal. I was just saying, I hope everybody stays safe out there, and Semper Ferox.
All right, very good. Good. Glad you made it back there, Tom. W4MKC, W5CharlieGolf. Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Let's take some additional check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Whiskey 6, Kilo, Mexico.
Oh, that's not fair. That is not fair. I'm straining to hear Tom out there, and I get W6KM, and I'm looking to see, yeah, the S-meter finally has gone back to the bottom. Over.
I'll be darned. Well, you're very strong. You're always strong. It's incredible. Well, we're running a KW and a four element tri-bander at 35 feet, so that might make a difference. Sometimes feel that when I call CQ, I get fellas with dipoles, and I feel bad that I can't always work them. Anyway, you're 5'9". You're doing very well, and to be honest with you, Dick, I'm hardly hearing anybody here either. Over.
Yeah, it's tough today. Conditions are a lot of fading, a lot of signals up and down. Like Tom, he was, you know, not moving the S meter, and then all of a sudden he went down into the noise and then came back out. It's been that way all day long. So how are things in San Jose? How's the smoke situation?
Well, we still have a little smoke. Not too bad right now, and they're getting a handle on the fires. So the weather's cooperative. We probably get mid-80s today. The last couple of days have been reasonably comfortable and low humidity. And cooling at night, which is pretty normal around here. And that's helped the firefighters quite a bit, over.
Yeah, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that. I know it's been pretty brutal for everybody involved in that out there. Some tough going. A lot of property lost and lives turned up on end. Not a good thing at all. I just looked up at the thermometer and it just clicked over to 97. We've got an extreme heat warning is what they're calling it. That's unusual to see something like that, but we're expecting an actual high temperature of 106 degrees with high humidity, and so it's like, you know, 115 to 120 is what it feels like out there. Believe you me, I'm not going to be going too far away from the air conditioner vent. Over.
I don't blame you. I feel sorry for those that don't have it. So many people I know around here don't have air because we don't get that hot that often, but when they do, they suffer. Anyway, I won't keep it, Dick, because I, like I say, I can't hardly hear anyone and don't want to hog it. But nice hearing you. You do a good job. I always enjoy hearing you. And I think I move in. I might move up the street because you must have one heck of a good DX location. Over.
Well, it works out pretty good. I'm always amazed. I run a 20-meter whisper station pretty much 24/7, 365. I run it on a loop. I've got a MFJ loop out in the backyard, And that little loop does a job, I'll tell you. I'm always surprised when I look to see where that signal has gone and what I've heard. I'll be looking at that. My signal will be received in down in Australia and New Zealand at the same time it's being received over in Europe and maybe even South Africa at the same time, at the same minute. That's pretty impressive for that small loop and only 5 watts. Over.
Yeah, this FT8 and Whisper and so forth. I haven't gotten into those modes. I rather, you know, have a eyeball type contact, or at least teletype type. But it's incredible. It's just incredible and way over my head. So anyway, 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, Dick, and everybody out there. W6 Kilo Mike.
Yeah, well, Richard, they tell me, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm not on the inside, but I've insiders who've been sworn to secrecy say that there's some new software coming out here fairly soon that will even be better than what it is now for those weak signal modes. So if it gets much better, I don't know if I can stand it. Over.
Well, we'll wait and hear, see what it's like. With satellites up there, it's just, just unbelievable. Anyway, enough of that. Thanks, Dick. Talk to you later, buddy. W6 Camp.
All right. I was looking up at the screen hoping there'd be some big old DX station sitting up there that, I could brag about. Right now, the most distant station is actually apparently out in California, W6EXT, 1,489 miles away. That's about the furthest that I can see, but it's not the right time of day for the DX. That'll start happening a little later today. 7-3, Semper Paratus, we'll talk to you later. W6KM, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, will always a pleasure to talk to the big signal from San Jose. Take care.
7-3.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional check-ins, Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. All right, the civilian employee, I missed your call sign. Stand by a minute. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Radio Mike, haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing? Yeah, very good. Very good, Royce. Well, I often think about you and hope that you're doing okay. Have you been having a pretty good summer around Greensboro? You've been able to get out with all this COVID stuff, or they keep you locked in a room? Over. Well, very good. Well, I'm glad you're able to get a chance to get on the air again today, and I can hear you. Not terribly strong. Like I said, I've been telling everybody, the signals are not terribly strong, and there is a lot of QSB, and sometimes they'll go right to the noise floor and then back up like you did. So I'm glad we're able to do the QSO and get you logged in today. Big 7-3s and Semper Paratus, and hope to hear you again real soon. Over. All right, Royce, thanks a bunch. Big Semper Paratus to you. And the station that called said they were a civilian employee of the Coast Guard. I didn't get your call sign. Try again. Over.
Whiskey 4 Denmark, American X-ray, W4DAM.
W4 Denmark, American X-ray. Excuse me. I can't talk here all of a sudden. W4 Delta Alpha Mike, is that a Roger?
That's a QSL. Delta Alpha X-ray. Delta Alpha X-ray to handle strong tidal wind. I work for the Coast Guard from 89, that is 3, 89, 93. I was up at Station A.
Okay, I think I got you. Are you in Ocala? All right, you're really a light copy. Is this Tom? Boy, the band is in such poor condition. I'm sorry, Tom, but I've got you. Whiskey 4 Delta Alpha X-ray. Good to have you on board as a civilian employee, and I heard a couple of those spots. But the fading took you out. So give me those again. Let's see if I can pick them up. Over. I'm not hearing a thing now. Well, I'll have to say 73s. Sorry, conditions are so bad, but give us a shout next week. We'll catch up and see if we can do a better job and get some of your experiences working with the Coast Guard as a civilian employee. We certainly like to find out about that. Sounds like you did that pretty extensively. Like to know more about the job you had. Whiskey 4 Delta Alpha X-ray, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's try again. Do we have any additional check-ins? Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Whiskey 3, Romeo Mike X-ray.
Whiskey 3, Romeo Mike X-ray. Go ahead.
Yeah, name's Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. I live in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, Papa Alpha. And I just came across the net and decided I'd like to check in. Over.
All right, Ray, good to have you on board today, and did you serve in the Coast Guard? Over. All right, go ahead. We got the fade effect is definitely in play here. Did you serve in any other branch of the military for the logbook? Over. No problem, but I'm glad you did stop by and say hello from Central Pennsylvania. When you first checked in, you were about an S3, and then the fading started. That's been going on all morning, all day, all afternoon. So tough band day today. Have a good weekend up there. Stay dry in case the rains are coming your direction. And thank you for checking in. Whiskey 3 Radio Mike X-ray, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Dallas Fort Worth. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, once again looking for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Dick, can you copy Kilo 3, Bravo Tango, Papa?
K3BTP, I copy you off the back of the antenna. It's about time for me to turn around to the West Coast here anyway. K3BTP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I got the antenna around about the time you finished the transmission, Paul. You doing okay? And how's the smoke situation where you are? Over. Well, now I've lost him. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Did you hear, Paul?
Not a bit. I turned the quad in his direction. That's when you said you lost him, so... Not hearing Paul at all today, over.
Paul, K3BTP, let's try it again. Do you copy now, over?
Yeah, you dropped way down there, Dick, but I got you now. About an S5 here, about an S5. W5TTC, not copying Nick, though, so we'll have to look for him on the keys. W5TTC, K3BTP.
Okay, Paul, how's the smoke and weather situation where you are?
We're doing okay. We're pretty far from the fires, Dick, so we just get the tail end, and we're downwind from the fires, so that's what we're seeing here. W5TTC,
All right, Paul, very good. I'm glad to hear that. You have a good weekend. Let Nick know that you didn't copy him either. He said he didn't hear you, so it's a mutual agreement today. No propagation. K3BTP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Mr. Nick, you want to give it a go from up there and see what happens? Pretty slim pickings here all of a sudden, over.
Yeah, band is really, really bad. Great, this is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta for net control. Looking for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Okay, KL2 pop the mic. I'm bringing the quad around your direction. They popped out of the noise up there, Rick. So, things up there in Glacier View, over. Okay, Rick, man, that was a nice signal. The sand is opened up to Alaska, by golly, so a nice day up there, and getting down there, probably going to have some terminations that's pretty quick, over. Okay, well, we'll keep a listening for you there, and hopefully we can hear you, over. Okie dokie, we'll have a good trip up there. Okay, Semper Paratus, Rick, have a good trip. Anybody else in Alaska that didn't get the first time, we'll give you a try the second time. Any more of our Alaskan members? Nope, not hearing any more. We bring the quad back around the other direction. I think I heard N5AGY here. Let me see here. I know there's AGY in there. So quad's coming back around there, Richard. And I think we might have had Alan in there. The station with AGY in the station. Call again. And 5AG, why, Alan, how you doing mobiling? Well, the band conditions are terrible today. You're up and down, and then you all go out of the sight, but I copied you 100% there, mobiling along, so maybe some of that RF is getting thrown in the air a little bit better there, Alan, over. Okay, N5AGY, AL7 Delta Delta. Well, I heard when you said, talked to Richard, tell him I said hello or said good morning, and then you dropped right into the mud. So anyway, we got that, and we'll pass it along to Richard there, Alan. And did you fare okay in the storm? Did you have any problems? Oh, I think he lost him. Did you have any trouble with the hurricane, Alan? Did you have any trouble with the hurricane? Oh, he's down in the mud. N5AGY, thanks, Alan, for checking in. Hope things going well for you there, and we'll look for you next week. Thanks for Paratus. N5AGY, AL7 Delta Delta. Okay, anybody else? Sure, U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors. Okay, Richard, back over to you. That's all I got was Alan, and he was mobile, so that was a pretty good signal on a band like today, over.
Yeah, I'm glad you got him, and I'm glad he's out and about. They were a little bit to the east of the track of the storm. It pretty much went up the western part of Louisiana. I'm sure they got quite a bit of rain and probably some wind out of it, but I didn't hear that there was anything really too bad in the Baton Rouge area, so that's a good thing. Glad we got him in there. Just looking at our online check-ins, Arthur in Cross Lanes, West Virginia, if you've got a if you've got a call sign, please go back and enter that information into the report so I can put you down on the sheet. Got Dan, how about that? K7 Delta Delta Mike, he's in Las Vegas. Got to be hot and toasty in Las Vegas, I guarantee you. He's been dealing with condo problems down there for, oh gosh, a couple years now. And he said he hopes to be back in Montana in a couple of days. So good to know you're out there, Dan. All is well here, a little hot and toasty. And I'd already acknowledged all the other ones earlier. So we're getting a few check-ins on the online check-in app on the website, Whiskey5CharlieGolf, charlie.oscarradiogolf. If you're listening to us on the internet, can't check in because you don't have a radio handy today, we'd be more than happy to take your check-in online and then post that at the bottom of the radio check-ins on our weekly update that we do on our website for the SSBNet. Let's stand by and see if we have any additional check-ins. Looking for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Whiskey Alpha 7, Victor Lima Tango.
Whiskey Alpha 7, Victor Lima Tango. Very good, Walt. Man, we got you today for a little while. Conditions have been bad. How are things in Oakville?
We're doing fine. We're hanging in there, buddy. We can go to restaurants up here and eat once in a while, and they don't shoot us when we go to the food bank. So I guess we're doing okay there, buddy.
Can you stop the ferry from coming over at Mukilteo and maybe blow up the bridge up at Deception Pass, and that'll stop it?
Well, one of the things that happens down here is our county is clean. We have everything. The problem being is all them people in Seattle and what have you aren't, so they come to Grace Harbor down by the beach to go to the beach and get out of town, and they bring all that stuff with them.
Well, I think I kind of like that idea. That'd be a little tough swim across Deception Pass if that bridge wasn't there.
That's pretty fast water down there, too. That is fast water, you know, when the tide changes.
Oh, yeah, I know it very well. It used to be one of my favorite places to go and just park and watch the water go through. It was pretty, and watch the boats try to go through against the current. That was always fun, too. Very good. How's the weather over there on Whidbey Island? Or no, Grays Harbor. You're in Grays Harbor, I'm thinking. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got the wrong county. Taking the bridge down at Deception Pass at Oak Harbor wouldn't do any good. So Grays Harbor is a different story down along the coast. Roger?
Roger. Down Aberdeen is the headwaters there, and then it goes on out to Westport or Ocean Shores, depending on which leg you take. But anyhow, we're on Highway 12 out here, just about 12 miles off of I-5. And I set up on a hill. I did want to ask, I didn't hear very much going on earlier, but how did you weather the storm going through there, Dick?
We did okay. The storm went east of us. It was fairly compact as it went up through the western part of the state of Louisiana on up into Arkansas. The damage down along the coast was pretty severe on the east side of the eye, on the west side in Beaumont, Texas, and some of the other towns there, wasn't as bad as they were expecting. So they kind of dodged a bullet. I guess the worst damage in Texas was in a town called Orange, Texas, and small town right at the border with Louisiana. But here in North Texas, we got a few clouds, a little bit of wind, and a little bit of rain out of it, which we needed, and that was about it. But now that the thing has moved to the east, we got extreme heat. Don't know where that popped up from, but 106 yesterday and 106 forecast again today. So, with a lot of humidity brought back brought up here by the storm. So that's our big problem, just heat. Over.
Yeah, we're going to rough it out. It's going to get up to 74 today out here, and so that was 7.4, if I said, you know.
Roger, roger. And Ocean Shores brought back a few memories. I used to, I've got a couple of pictures of me and my youngins down there walking the beach at Ocean Shores. You should see the pair of black socks I've got on with my shorts. It's not pretty, over.
Yeah, you know, when I was stationed at Westport, NMW, Ocean Shores was only a restaurant being built by Jenny Sims, and she built that restaurant over there and got that started over there. To go over there and go clam digging, and there was nothing out there except this construction job out in the middle of a sand dune there, though.
Roger, roger. And I guess back in the years I was going there, there used to be an old derelict cruise ship that broke loose and came ashore down at the far end, and we used to go climbing on board and going through that that old rusty hulk as well. I remember that pretty well, over.
Oh, I thought you were earlier than that. Yeah, because I went through in 59, so, yeah. And I come out in, I think, in the spring of 60.
Yeah, I was active duty 66 to 69, and actually part of 65 to 69. And went through up at Groton, Connecticut to the radio school, and then went from there directly out to Monterey Bay and Coast Guard Cutter Lamar, which was a recruit training vessel. And we did that, and then went to Vietnam on board Gresham out of Alameda, and then went NMC in San Francisco until I got out in 69. So that's that was my Coast Guard activity. My dad was stationed at NMW out there on the Washington coast, but he was stationed out there during World War II. He was, I think he went out there before he went overseas, but he was stationed at NMW. Over. Clear to true to form, the QSB bug got you right there in the middle of that, but you came back up at the end. 7-3 Semper Paratus, and Roger, the radioman and lighthouse keeper combination out there. I understand. 7-3 Semper Paratus. We'll chat with you later. WA7VLT, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking again for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Oh, I think I barely heard Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar. Did you hear him at all, Nick?
No, just static.
I don't know if we're going to make it, Mr. Rick, but I'll put put you in the logbook. Let's see what I can hear. WF60, I got the good morning, and then I got your call sign at the end. What was in the middle? He's gone. Well, hope you're doing okay, Rick. All is well here, other than the heat, and you probably heard me talking about that. No effects from the hurricane. Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus. Okay, this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. One more call looking for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. I didn't hear nothing. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, make a final call from up there. We'll call it a day.
Okay, we'll give it a try. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 Net Control. Final call. Looking for those who serve U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Those who serve Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service Doctors. Nothing on this end.
Nothing here either, so we'll call it a day, and I'm glad, I guess that you haven't had a recurrence of the mystery record light since you did the reset?
Nope, Brian, I haven't settled with the menu either, so, no, I did the reset, and now I'm just putting stuff back in that I had on the, band. So I guess I'm going to have to send that DMU into
You're going to have to do what?
I have to send the DMU unit in the interview and have them fix it.
Have you contacted them to make sure they still do?
Yeah, I've been really busy this last week on my porch fell down. And I thought it was just a matter of a few needles, but then once I got into it, all the time the meter was real loose. They had used staples to put it up. And the cedar, of course, it's really soft wood anyhow. And in over the 11 years it's been in the house here, the tongue and groove cedar started moving around, and then it started to drop down. And once I got up there, there wasn't much moving up. So I had to put a bunch of screws in it, over.
Oh, goodness gracious. Sounds like quite a project.
Yeah, it was a bit more than I wanted. It wasn't as much as the guy at the hardware, the lumber's yard, said that I should have taken it all down and put all new cedar up. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Not to mention expensive. I know just buying the wood to replace the parts of the back deck back here just about set me into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, so... more boards that I got to get back up in there because it's tongue and groove, and when it pops down, and I have to put it back up. So I've been working that all this week, only a few hours a day, but luckily it's been in the 70s. Right now it's Mother Nature's air conditioning came in, and it's only 60 degrees and cloudy. I had a little shower, drizzle, let's put it that way, this morning earlier, but... right now it's still cloudy. They're just supposed to get better with the clear this afternoon because there's a little short wave coming in off the ocean. It's going to go mostly into Canada, but we got a little bit of clouds coming in because it's almost directly off the ocean. So nice weather, it'll be easy to work today, but man, last 2 days I was sweating like a pig.
Well, yes, it will get warm up there. Especially this time of year, I can remember very well. But, yeah, I don't know where this weather came from. My golly, this kind of high temperature, we haven't had this kind of weather all summer. I don't think I think it might have got up to 105 sometime there in the middle of July. But this is just brutal. I mean, I went out yesterday afternoon. I had the recycle bin, which is a pretty big thing on wheels that comes once a week, and I had taken that out in the morning and went out late in the afternoon to roll it back in, and I've got to tell you, man, by the time I got back to the end of the driveway here, I was just wringing sopping wet. I mean, and I didn't do anything but walk out to the end of the driveway, and that heat, you could just feel it. It was just, oh man, just oppressive, over.
Oh yeah, that's what they had down in California the last week or so with all those fires going on. My brother Paul, he had all kinds of ash come down. He had to go wash his driveway out and his sidewalk out, and he was stuck inside. And they had a lot of fires, and missed his condo that he has. He's renting that out. I asked him, by the way, if that's affecting, they didn't get affected by that, but Travis Air Force Base, named after. We did all the planes, some to McCord here, some to Eastern Washington, and then the big C-5s, I think they sent down to Florida. They had to evacuate the Air Force Base there at Travis, and a lot of fires and all around that whole Bay Area.
Yeah, it's all that smoke and haze and everything just got to be miserable, especially that and the heat together. It's not a nice combination.
Oh, yeah, it was like that a couple of years ago here. But, this last week, even though it was in the 70s, it was pretty warm in the afternoon. And they're climbing up and down that ladder and whatnot. I'm not supposed to be on ladder because I got those two screws in my foot, so I have to be real careful. But right now I just have that one board to finish up, and then I'm going to be done with that for a while, I hope.
Well, let's hope so. All right, sir. Well, thanks again for your assistance, and I hope that radio doesn't give you any more fits. That's a darn shame. I've got a rotator box that needs to go get fixed, and I've been putting it off. I bought a replacement for the ASU rotor several years ago now, and it somewhere along the way decided to quit one day on me, and I dug the old Yaesu rotor box out and plugged it in, not thinking it would really work, and it did. Shocked the heck out of me. And then a couple of days ago, I'm sitting here trying to use it, and now the indicator, the pointer, isn't working. It will turn the antenna, but it won't. The pointer isn't working, and the only way I know where the antenna is pointing is because the remote online connection that is in this thing is telling me where it's at, but the little meter on the front isn't working. So I got to get one of these boxes fixed because I'm afraid they're both going to go out, and then I'll be a mess is what I'll be. If I have to use the vertical out there, it's almost pointless this time of the day. All I hear out there is a great big old buzz from the power line, so it's not very helpful at all.
Yeah, W5CGCAL7DD. Well, I understand that. So, anyway, another fine job as usual, and nice go, even though band conditions were the last worst for the than the last 2 weeks. So, anyway, I was going to ask about, you said Barry was sick. I know your sister has been fighting, but you said Barry's sick?
Yeah, he had a stand by a minute here. Let me turn off the local recording here. The Coast Guard Net recording is now complete, so stand by.